Work of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, caller, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good.
You're forgiven for being late, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Glad you stuck with us.
Now, was polio the vaccine name?
Yes. Yes, polio was invented the vaccine for which disabled many children. Polio was the disease.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. And this is David Avery.
Yep, that's me.
All right. How's your weather down there? Is it a hot one today or pretty
it's
good?
It's warm, but it's pretty nice.
Yeah, pretty nice day here in Marion, too. So, well, hey, thanks for calling, and we got you in the running.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. All right. Thanks for holding for me. All right. Bye. All right, a couple of folks signed up for the drawing here at WWGH Radio Offbeat News and Trivia, 740-383-9944. Okay, I'm going to give you some offbeat news stories, then I'm going to come back with a couple of freebies. Freebies mean that you don't have to answer a trivia question to win these prizes, okay? I'm going to come back with a couple freebies, and I'll tell you what they are in just a minute. First of all, a 2,663-pound schnitzel cooked at a German festival broke a Guinness World Record. Yes, indeed. 753.5 square feet. The Schnitzel Fest event in the town of Minkumvinden, Bavaria, featured 400 pork chops, 4,000 eggs, and 551 pounds of breadcrumbs being turned into a giant schnitzel, a battered and fried pork dish. Festival organizers said it took nearly 3,700 gallons of oil to fry the massive meat. A Guinness World Records worker was on hand to verify the schnitzel's measurements and certify that it broke the previous record of 1,212 pounds. The schnitzel was officially certified as the world's largest before being split into 4,800 portions and sold to attendees at the festival. Organizers said proceeds from the sale of the record-breaking dish will be donated to charity. Also, surprised commuters at a bus stop in Russia captured videos of a loose horse that attempted unsuccessfully to take a bus ride. The video, recorded at a bus stop in St. Petersburg, shows the unaccompanied horse grazing on a patch of grass feet away from where a group of onlookers were waiting for a bus. The bus arrives and the horse appears to attempt to board the vehicle, but the doors close on its face. The animal then returns to the grass to continue eating. Locals said the horse may have wandered away from a nearby stable. It was unclear whether it was recaptured. A Welsh community group gathered hundreds of volunteers on a beach to break a Guinness World Record by building 2,444 sandcastles. The Beautiful Berry Community Group, which organized the record attempt to celebrate reaching 5,000 members on Facebook, said the sandcastles were built by hundreds of men, women, and children on the Whitmore Bay Beach. The group said the sandcastles had to be built in continuous lines end-to-end with at least four towers per castle to qualify for the record. Organizers said an official surveyor was on hand to verify that the group surpassed the previous record of 1,924 sandcastles. The surveyor's report and other evidence from the event is being submitted to Guinness for official recognition. So there you go, a whole bunch of sandcastles there have been built. Okay, my freebies I have a couple t-shirts, one men's large and one women's large. The men's large says freedom and has a picture of the American flag and a wolf howling on the front. And the women's says USA, land of the free, with a flag on it. And all you have to do is just call me and say, I want that t-shirt. All right, the first one in will be a winner of the t-shirt. But you have to, you know, you'll want to either know somebody with a large size or maybe you fit it, you know, yourself. But it's a men's large and a women's large. So if you'd be interested in a t-shirt, you just have to pick it up here at the radio station, 740-383-9944. You don't have to answer a trivia question for this one. It's a freebie. That's 740-383-9944. Here's a call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I want your t-shirt.
You want the t-shirt. Okay, you interested in the men's or the women's?
Men's.
The men's with the wolf on it.
Uh-huh.
All right. David Avery, that is yours.
All righty.
Okay. All righty, we have got your name on it.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, Bye-bye. Okay, and I still have the women's t-shirt, so if you are interested in the large women's t-shirt that says USA, land of the free with a flag on it, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you're interested in the ladies' t-shirt, okay? It says USA, land of the free, and I'll put your name on it. Just got to give me a call and say, I want that t-shirt. The first one in will be the winner of that one. We have a call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
I want the woman's t-shirt.
Okay, and who's this?
April.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Okay, we will put your name on it, okay?
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay. The t-shirts are gone. We got those taken care of, so very good. Decided to do a couple of extra freebies today. I was doing some shopping and found those on sale and thought, why don't I share those with the listeners? My listeners here at WWGH Radio. Okay, the creator of the first dictionary of the English language, Samuel Johnson, was born in England on September 18th, 1709, on this day in history. 1759, on this date, the French formally surrendered Quebec to the British. 1769, it was reported by the Boston Gazette that the first piano had been built in North America. Another phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, when you start to give away them shirts, you cut off. You're not on the air.
Oh, we're not on the air. Okay.
No, you're not.
Okay, we cut out. We cut out completely, huh?
Yeah, you're out completely.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, thank you. We'll see what we can do. All right?
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, Terry said he's on it, so we'll see if we can get back on our internet listeners. Tune in, can still get us here at WWGH1071.com, but understand that we are off the air, so that's no good. Can't really talk to too many people when we're off the air here at 107.1 FM here in Marion. But we'll go on, for those of you listening online, we'll go on with our On This Day in History. 1789, on this date, Alexander Hamilton negotiated and secured the first loan for the United States. The temporary loan of 1789 was repaid on June 8, 1790. The sum of $191,608.81. 1793, U.S. President George Washington laid the actual cornerstone of the U.S. Capitol. 1810, Chile declared its independence from Spain. 1830, the Tom Thumb, the first locomotive built in America, raced a horse on a 9-mile course. The horse won when the locomotive had some mechanical difficulties. 1837, Tiffany and Company was founded in New York City. 1850, the Fugitive Slave Act was declared by the U.S. Congress. The act allowed slave owners to claim slaves that had escaped into other states. 1851, the first issue of the New York Times was published. 1891, Harriet Maxwell Converse became the first white woman to ever be named chief of an Indian tribe. The tribe was the Six Nations tribe at Towanda Reservations in New York. September 18th, that's what happened on this day in history. Well, trivia is what it's time to do now, but if we're off the air, it'd be hard to get some trivia question answered here in Marion, unless it's just online listeners. But we'll go ahead and do it anyways. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 is the phone number. The name Silicon Valley comes from what? The name Silicon Valley comes from what? 740-383-9944. We're giving away a $5 gift card to Arby's at 455 this afternoon. And we're also giving away a, for the month, we're giving away a GNR $20 gift card to the GNR in Waldo. Here comes a call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, you're back on the air.
Okay, we're back. Okay, thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Appreciate it, buddy. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. Back on the air. That's a good thing. Okay, so we're giving away for the month a $20 gift card to the GNR in Waldo, a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. And you'll be put in all these drawings if you give us a call and answer a trivia question. Too much exposure to the ultraviolet radiation and sunlight can cause which disease? All right, give me a call after the break. We got to take one, and we'll be right back here on WWGH 107.1 after these words on Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. I appreciate it right here on 107.1 FM.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center. You hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back, and we are doing trivia. 740-383-9944 is the phone number. What happens during a solar eclipse? What happens during a solar eclipse? Can you tell me? How long does it take light to get from the sun to the Earth's surface? It's just a matter of minutes. I'll give you that hint. How long does it take light to get from the sun to the Earth's surface? National parks work to protect elephants from illegal poaching. What do the poachers want? National parks work to protect elephants from illegal poaching. What do the poachers want? WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, my second call.
Hey, buddy.
The rays from the sun causes skin cancer.
Yes, rays from the sun causes skin cancer. That's what I'm looking for.
All right,
buddy. We got you signed up, and thanks for letting us know about being on the air, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Bob. Thanks.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All righty. Got another one answered there. Let's see. Where in the USA did people rush to find gold in the mid-1800s? Where in the USA did people rush to find gold in the mid-1800s? What state? Can you tell me? 740-383-9944, giving away a $5 Arby's gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. So we've got that on the table, and you'll also be signed up for a chance to win a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant, a $20 gift card to the GNR in Waldo, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. So we'll do those as a couple of drawings at the end of the month here. So would that be next week already? It might be the last Wednesday in September already. All right, getting to Yoder's Amish home between Trail and Walnut Creek can be a real challenge. It's actually fairly close to Bayholt, not several miles away in Millersburg, as the address indicates. And getting lost in Amish country can be hard. I've gotten lost in Amish country before, and it is quite something, especially if you get on those gravel roads. Especially if you're behind a parade of buggies on a winding country road in a no-pass lane. And you can basically forget about GPS and MapQuest. They're usually not very accurate out here, so you may find yourself pulling up to an actual Amish person's home with hanging laundry and the whole 19th century thing, and doing the old school thing asking for directions. Or you could just call Yoder's, which is recommended. But once you get there, it's Amish Disneyland, without the lines or giant animated characters. You can have your very own black buggy ride around a 116-acre farm with its friendly animals, although petting the ducks, pigs, and chickens is probably not a good idea. More critters can be found inside the 1885 barn, which is in the spring is full of baby bunnies, lambs, puppies, and colts. Also on the property are two authentic homes. The first contains furnishings typical of an Amish farmhouse in the late 1800s. Built in 1866, its wood floors, simple furniture, and hand-powered appliances provide a glimpse of what it's like to be a plain person, straight pins and all, which they still wear in their clothing today. The larger residence, constructed in 1885, has been lived in for 100 years and was the site, like many Amish homes, of church services, which lasted for 3 hours. How would you like to go to church for 3 hours? I can barely make it an hour without falling asleep, to tell you the truth. But the kitchen is full of freshly baked breads, cinnamon rolls, and lots of different kinds of cookies. Yummy. It almost makes you yearn for the simpler lifestyle until you think of sitting there for half a day on that hard wooden bench, hoping that the pins in your clothes won't stick you if you get restless and wiggle too much. But there you go. You can visit Yoder's Amish Home between Trail and Walnut Creek, an Amish Disneyland, as they call it. It is time for our weird word of the week. So head down with me to the classroom, make a right, have a seat in the chairs, and on the chalkboard I have written today's weird word, which is clamant. Clamant. C-L-A-M-A-N-T. Clamant. It's an adjective. It's got two definitions. The first one means clamorous or noisy. The second one means compelling or pressing or urgent. The origin of clamant goes back to the 1600s, 1630 to 1640, and comes from the Latin. That's our weird word of the week for today, clamant. 4:53 the time. Let's see if we can get a couple more trivia questions before we do our drawing, because it's just about drawing time already. The name Silicon Valley comes from what? The name Silicon Valley comes from what? What happens during a solar eclipse? What happens during a solar eclipse? How long does it take light to get from the sun to the Earth's surface? How long does it take light to get from the sun to the Earth's surface? 740-383-9944. National parks work to protect elephants from illegal poaching. What do the poachers want? National parks work to protect elephants from illegal poaching. What do the poachers want? Where in the USA did people rush to find gold in the mid-1800s? Where in the USA did people rush to find gold in the mid-1800s? What color do copper pennies often turn as they get older? What color do copper pennies often turn as they get older? 740-383-9944 is the phone number. Give me a call here in the next few minutes, like this caller is doing right now. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Takes 8 minutes for the...
Yes, 8 minutes, right on.
From the sun.
And this is my buddy Ernie Brees, yeah, right?
You're correct.
All right. How you doing out there today?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling and listening in.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, have a great day, okay?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye. All right, I appreciate the phone calls. I appreciate everybody that stuck with me, even though we we got cut off. I appreciate the phone calls, and it is 4:55 and time to do the drawing. So we will see who our winner is for the Arby's gift card. And the winner happens to be Bob Austin. Bob Austin, congratulations, Bob. You are the winner of the $5 Arby's gift card. And I'll get it out of my pocket here and put your name on it. And let's see, our hours are for pickup are Wednesday through Friday from 8 to 1. Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can pick that up here at the corner of Center and Prospect Street on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. Just take the elevator to the second floor, and we are at the end of the hall, Bob. And I will put that out there for you, buddy. And thank you for listening, everyone. And thank you for calling and sticking with us during our coming on late. And sticking with us during our going off the air and everything. We've just had a lot of trouble today, haven't we? But hey, we've got through it, haven't we? We've got a couple of minutes here, so we're going to do our first part of our Ladies' Corner. And we have a recipe, caramel apple dip. Caramel apple dip. You can find this on Facebook by just searching Radio Nate. You'll see a picture of it and find the recipe there. Here's the ingredients. 1 8-ounce block cream cheese softened. 1/3 cup sugar. 1 16-ounce container caramel dip or thick caramel sauce. 1/2 cup toffee bits. Here's the instructions. Place the cream cheese in a medium bowl and beat with a mixer until smooth and creamy. Add the sugar and beat until thoroughly combined. Spread the cream cheese mixture into an even layer in a 3-cup serving dish. Pour the caramel dip or sauce over the cream cheese mixture. Spread into an even layer. Top with toffee bits and serve with sliced apples. And there you have caramel apple dip. Sound good? I think so. Boy, that sounds really good for, you know, if you're having a barbecue or something like that. Some fresh apples. Oh, boy. Go out and buy some fresh apples, refrigerate those, and slice those up and get those all ready. Maybe put a little bit of salt on them and dip those things in that caramel apple dip. Boy, I'll tell you what, there you have a recipe for sure. Well, we are just about out of time. Again, thanks so much for sticking with me. I do appreciate it very, very much. You can get a hold of me anytime via email, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Want to thank our supporters, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing, for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years' experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire and Automotive is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Telephone number 740-726-2155. 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks to our two supporters, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing, and Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Well, I trust you all have a great rest of your day and a great week coming up. I'll be back here next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with more offbeat news and trivia. Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1. I will talk to you later. It is now quitting time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley.